Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Foxtrot Jack. I think I said it wrong. Foxtrot, whatever I am.
Cha-cha. And I'm Cindy. And I have to say one thing.
I was going to go cha-cha-chat.
Cha-cha-jack.
Cha-cha-jack.
Anyway, you dance better right there than Doug Flutie did.
hey, now, way. Former Charger.
I know.
Now, he danced like he was still with the Patriots.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's so harsh. I'll have to admit, this is the first time I have watched Dancing with the Stars from start to finish.
That's correct.
I mean, here's my Carrie Ann impression.
He just fell off the chair.
Whoa! She's very
enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic. Well, she likes her job.
Yeah, I think she does.
She's happy and she's, you know, there. And here's my Lynn impression.
You're terrible. You should die.
He didn't say
you
that.
You should be taken out and
he's
both
an
your
angry
legs,
old man. Remind me of somebody.
You should be taken out and both your legs broken.
I think you're being a little crazy.
And then Bruno.
Love it!
Bruno's just out there. We're going high and low here. I'm trying to get the sound.
Oh, going. Sorry. We had some technical difficulties. I didn't have any technical difficulties.
I had some technical difficulties before I took over.
Well, I thank you for doing this with me. I was very excited today.
Yeah, I'm just because
you're not a.
I'm not a dancer.
No, you're not.
I'm Foxtrot. I'm cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha. I'm gonna say with
cha-cha Jack.
I'm gonna stick with cha-cha Jack.
Okay.
Because I can't say Foxtrot.
I'm Foxtrot Cindy.
Foxtrot Cindy. So what are you gonna go with? Foxtrot Cindy.
Fox.
Just Fox.
How about Foxy Cindy?
Someone's got an ego, man. Hello.
I guess so. I never thought I had an ego. I guess I do.
Yeah. I'm going to stay with Cha-Cha Jack.
Cha-Cha
because it's easier. It's easier to do.
Go with Cha-Cha Jack. I usually call you Jackie Drama.
Jackie Drama because from the...
from the Wahlbergs.
Wahlbergs.
Yes. But I was excited.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. It was kind of cool. I felt bad for a few people.
I did. I couldn't watch. I had to close my eyes.
We'll get there when we get there. This is what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're just going to just go over each... of the performers.
All right.
And then at the end, we're going to predict who we think is going home.
Okay.
Who we think is going to win, who the final three will be.
Okay.
And then who will be the winner at the end, right?
Okay.
And then if we lose someone.
Can we change our mind from week to week?
Yeah, you can change your mind week to week.
But okay.
I think you should lose points, though. It's like we do in Survivor. If you pick someone.
Yes.
Say you pick Geraldo Rivera and he doesn't win. So that's your pick to go all the way, and you pick him. If it doesn't happen, then you should have to lose some points.
Okay.
Or something. We'll do it on a point basis.
Okay. Sounds fabulous.
All right, so if you pick from the start, depending on how many weeks it is, you get that many points. And
all right.
Anyway, so that's what we'll do.
Okay.
But if you enjoy this podcast and other podcasts like this, we have The Amazing Race, Survivor, Walking Dead, Game of Thrones is coming back, and a host of other podcasts. Merry Man is back.
Binge watching. Right.
There you go. Usually it's Ben watching.
I know. I said it right.
Are you Ben watching this week? No. I got in trouble for stalking Ben, so I can no longer Ben watch. You can go on the Whole Enchilada feed.
Okay.
On iTunes, and you can help us out by going to patreon.com/JayandJack and help us out there. Anyway, this is Dancing with the Stars, and it's live. And so there were a few awkward glitches. Bruno said something, and Carrie Ann said what, and I don't think he realized he was still on or something like that.
Huh? I don't know.
I know something was going on there, and then Bruno and Lynn got back from the bathroom late, and Carrie Ann was like putting her finger like that. Come on, and Lynn was like, I don't care. I'm going to take my time. When I have to tinkle, I'm taking my time.
Okay.
I'm going to tinkle at my own pace.
All right.
Lynn reminds me of a guy we work with.
Yes.
He's a British gentleman.
Yes. He doesn't have a British accent, but he is from England.
He is from England.
But he's very...
very...
methodic. Was that the right? No. Methodic.
He's just very... yeah. He's just very...
like
no highs,
no
lows.
Just very steady. Boom.
Barry, did your house burn down today?
Yep.
Yep.
It sure did. I said his name, but he's a great guy. But
he's a great guy.
He said, yep, my house burned down. Barry, did you win $1 million? Yep, I sure did. Yep.
No, it's... yep.
Yep.
I sure did.
Okay, Pooh.
Anyway.
So we start off with Kim Fields is starting off with, and her partner is Sasha.
Right.
And I didn't recognize Kim with the blonde hair.
I thought she looked fabulous.
But she's with...
great legs.
She's with... she was on Facts of Life.
Right, and now she's on...
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Beverly Hills.
Atlanta.
Was it Atlanta?
It was Atlanta.
I thought it was Beverly Hills.
I'm pretty sure it was Atlanta.
Okay, you're probably right.
You watch it?
No.
You don't watch any of the Housewives shows,
I don't.
Do you?
I've never watched any of them.
So I hear
people love them, but I've never watched any of them.
So they're doing the cha-cha.
Yes.
The cha-cha Jack.
Yes.
And they basically said Kim needs to show more emotion.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I think it was Carrie Ann said, "Need to show more emotion. You're too." But I thought the dance wasn't bad. What did you think?
For the first dance going off, I thought she did a great job. Yeah. And she got great scores. She was very excited about her sevens.
Lynn got a six.
Right.
Lynn gave a six scores.
But the other two gave seven.
Bruno gave seven, and so Carrie Ann gave seven. So that's not a bad start for. Could she make?
Because they don't usually do that. They are very stingy with their scores.
Stingy with their scores?
Yes. So I was surprised.
So Geraldo has nothing to worry about, is what you're saying.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But I thought she did a great job. I think she's going to be one to watch. I think she's going to be good.
Final three, maybe?
No.
No. So right away, you're dissing her to the curb.
I would
say.
She
used to be, in Facts of Life, she was a great roller skater.
She was a cute kid. Was a cute kid.
You take the good, you take the bad.
But I think she'll probably be. I'm going to go with the top seven.
Can't sneak in there?
No.
No?
No.
All right. Okay. Next up, we had Paige Van Zandt.
Yes.
Which I didn't know she was an
beautiful
Ultimate Fighter.
Woman.
I would never guess. And then you have Mark, her
beautiful
partner.
Stomach.
Yeah, he's kind of like me.
No.
Mark? Or Paige?
No, Paige. Oh, she had a great stomach.
Now, do you think at one point she's just going to get mad and haul off and hit Mark? Or just maybe go.
No,
she goes to Lynn and says.
No, she's doing this because she wants to show.
Maybe she goes to Lynn. What did you just give me?
Right. Anyway.
Pop.
She's doing this because, you know, it's a it probably looks like a man's thing to fight women.
Well, you would think, you know, most, you know,
But
Ultimate Fighting, it is.
I think I would love to do it, but I wouldn't do it because I don't want to ruin my nose because it's a beautiful nose. It's my one great feature. But what shocks me is this girl is beautiful.
And they showed a photo of her where
she's blood everywhere.
And
she's beautiful. And she's not afraid to let her face be
because
bloody.
I'm looking at the stars beforehand, some I recognize, some
right,
I didn't know.
Right.
And I'm looking at her, I go, well, she's got to be a model or something. And when they said Ultimate Fighter, I'm like going, what?
I know. But anyway, she did a great job, too.
She was.
You liked her.
I thought.
Did you like her because she was a good dancer or because she was cute?
Because she was a good dancer. I was shocked. I was like, I forget who said it, but I think it was Lynn said it.
Yes.
I was like going, well, she ain't going to be a good dancer.
Right.
I was like, holy crap, she can
dance.
Yeah,
I remember you said afterwards, wow, that was good. I was like,
I said pretty good.
Why are you giving her credits because she thought she was cute?
Because I'm afraid she's going to listen to the podcast and come and beat me up.
Don't backtrack. You've always loved blondes. I have no idea why you picked me.
I was hoping you'd bleach your hair someday.
Every girl you've ever liked, actresses and everything, all have been blondes.
I guess.
Dirty blondes. I am your only dark hair person.
Well, then you won out.
I guess so. Opposites attract.
Was it a win for you? Maybe not.
I think it was.
But Lynn gave her a 7. Bruno gave her a 7. And Carrie Ann
gave her a 7.
Stayed on her seat.
21 out of 30.
And they did the foxtrot.
Yes, the foxtrot.
Next, we have Doug Flutie and Karina.
Oh.
No. The Karina?
Yeah.
Karina.
Yeah.
Poor Doug. Well, you know, give Doug credit. He likes to try new things. He's recently tried. It's funny. He said he recently tried surfing. I saw him in San Diego.
I think he meant that paddleboard thing because that's the new thing.
Standing in the
that because you and I wanted to try it when we were in Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, I thought at first I thought this is the stupidest thing.
But
the third day I watch, I go, I want to do that.
Right.
I want to.
I think that's what he's talking because I think he surfed before.
Because when he was in, he played for the Chargers.
Okay.
Back in the early 2000s, late I think 90s 2000s. I saw him at the beach when I was filming one of my Survivor videos.
Yes.
Because he was like 5-10 feet away from me. I said, I should really go ask him to be, say, hey, Jeff, put Jack in your
Survivor. You should have.
And I was gutless. I didn't do it.
Really?
I didn't do it. He was standing there. He was taking his wetsuit off. But he was wearing a Dodger cap. And I that just irritated me. It just upset me. I'm looking at you're in San Diego and you're wearing a Dodger cap.
Now that threw you off. That's why I didn't ask him.
It
had nothing to do with because you were scared. It was a Dodger cap. The Dodger cap stopped you in your tracks.
I would ask him now.
Yeah,
hey, Doug, can you help me out here?
No, I think it's because the Dodger cap threw you off.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
So he's doing the fox. He is doing the foxtrot. I can say it now because it's not foxtrot Jack.
Anyway, I kept wanting to cover my eyes fast forward.
You did say that. I'm thinking, this guy's not terrible.
Oh, Jack.
I mean, he was.
Jack, you look a ballroom champion compared to him.
Okay. But he wasn't. He was bad. But he wasn't the worst.
No. After seeing some other ones, I would agree with you.
He wasn't the worst.
No.
And he's Doug Flutie.
I hear you.
After 9/11, who carried we went to the game against Cincinnati.
Yes,
it was delayed
did.
A week. Who carried out the American flag?
Doug Flutie.
Running on the field for the San Diego Chargers.
All right. Anyway, Doug Flutie. Did he get like fours or did he get all fives?
No. You had Len gave him a 5.
All right.
Bruno gave him a 5, and Carrie Ann gave him a 5. So 5s across the board.
Oh, I was praying that was a good one because I didn't want him to see below 5s. That would break my heart because he's a good guy.
I did write Karina was doing most of the work.
Yes, she was.
He was just kind of standing.
He tried.
He tried.
He did try.
Can it be something? How long did they have from the first time they first take? Okay, you're
3 or 4 weeks maybe.
To train?
I think so. I could be wrong.
So the first dance, you almost have like 3 or 4 weeks to train?
I might be wrong. Because I think everybody's schedule's different, and I think it depends on their availability, and I could be totally wrong with that.
I think it gets harder as you go along.
Oh, absolutely gets harder. Because then sometimes they do 2 dances.
Yeah, so you got to learn. I think that messes things up. So who we thought maybe be the best dancer tonight might.
And I'm sure nerves has something to do with it, too. Not that he would get nervous, but it's just out of his element. So I would think he'd be a little nervous.
Well, I think his daughter's a cheerleader.
Well, he said his daughter was a dancer.
Yeah, I think she was a
cheerleader. He said his daughter and his wife convinced him to do it.
I want to say she was a cheerleader for the San Diego Chargers.
Really?
I think recently I want to say that, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
There was a former Charger that his daughter was a cheerleader. I think it is Doug Flutie.
Okay.
Anyway, so next we got Jody and Kale.
And I thought Jody did really well.
She's from Full House.
Right. Right. I thought she did a great job. I thought she looked good. The only thing I didn't like.
And you said it right away.
I said it right away. I go, oh, her facial expressions.
She was like.
It's like her jaw was clenched.
I said, did she have gas?
That's what she did say. You did say that.
I said, maybe she just has gas.
Right. But so, I thought everything
else. You know, sometimes you have gas and you're live on TV. You don't want to break wind on TV.
Exactly.
So you got that face in.
But
if I hold my face like this, I won't fart.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought she looked good. I liked what she was wearing. I thought her face, everything. But. Her makeup, hair, everything looked fabulous. I thought they picked a good song. Everything about it, but her the whole time I kept not looking at the dance, looking at her expression.
Because she would turn and her jaw was. You said it's because they were doing the tango, and you said you have to look like you're serious.
Yes, it's a very serious. And she was having fightful. It's supposed to be like a matador and a bull.
Yeah.
Thing, and so that's what she's supposed to. I don't know if she's the matador. I don't know, but I'm not really. I'm going to get better with the dancing terms and understanding it better.
Someone has to.
I know. My daughter, Heather, her and I used to watch this together. But
well,
now
you called her afterwards.
I did call afterwards.
We should have her as a special guest.
We should.
On the show.
I don't know if she could do it because maybe when she's on her break. But we used to sit and watch it together, and then her and I would fast forward the ones that we were embarrassed for because we couldn't stand seeing it. So we'd fast forward that. So this is the first time I actually, even though I've watched it for probably since the beginning of the season, it's the first time I watched it. From the very beginning. It's the first time I watched it from start to finish all the way through. Yes.
Well, we had Len gave her a 6.
Yeah.
And Bruno 7 and Carrie Ann 7, but Carrie Ann also said something about her. She went on about the facial
expressions. Yeah, she did.
I go, wow, it's almost like you know what you're talking about.
A little bit, not much. Heather really knows because she knows all the dances and her and I have always said 1,000 times we want to learn these, but. And I went to go try to find tickets to go see it after we saw it.
Really?
We're both in love with Val. And
really?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
I know. And we wonder
Val or his brother?
No, Val is the guy that's on it, Val.
Isn't there another guy?
His brother. Yes.
What's his brother's name?
Marks. I'm not saying this. I'm not getting his name right.
All right. Well, he's not on the show anymore. It doesn't matter.
No, he retired after he had the Merle Davis as the first time he ever won with her. And then he retired. And he's now engaged to PETA.
Oh, is he?
Yes. They just got engaged last year.
So little inside information there. So next up we have Geraldo and Edia?
I
wrote down it. Edia,
I think it is.
And they were doing the statue. The famous ballroom dance called the statue, where you just stand there and gawk at your partner.
Oh, poor Geraldo.
He did the whole you're a woman thing.
I thought his comment was funny. I'm the only Cuban dancer that can't. I mean, Puerto Rican who can't dance.
I like when he was talking to Erin Andrews. I think who does a fantastic job because
she
took off Brooke Burke, who
girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. You had a female crush.
If I was gay, she would be my girl.
She would be your girl.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But you were ticked off when they put.
I was not happy. I was going to boycott it.
You were.
I was not going to watch. I said, okay, I'm done watching it because But. Once I saw her on it, I was
Erin
like,
Andrews,
she's great.
She nothing against Brooke Burke.
No.
But Erin Andrews just has that natural. She's good at that.
Right.
She's just very good at what she does. But like when Geraldo was saying something about being the bear or something like that, and she goes, "What?
I know."
made me laugh.
Funny.
But they were doing the cha-cha.
Yes.
The cha-cha statue.
And he's 72.
72. Of course, they made reference to the.
Al Capone vault.
Did you watch that?
No, I didn't.
I did watch that live. Waited for hours. I think it was like 2-3 hours. They dragged this thing out. They finally opened up, and there was like a glass bottle in there. I said, Really, Geraldo? Really? Can I get my life back?
The only time I ever saw Geraldo all the way through is when he was on some show, his own thing, and he got his nose broken or something like that. He had something going on there.
Oh, yeah. Got him with a chair or something, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You used to watch him with The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah, I liked him on The Apprentice. Yeah. That's right, I forgot.
Anyway, so I put on Bye Bye Geraldo.
I think he's going to be or Doug Flutie.
Yeah, because you said this, something about you shouldn't have the, because he had four people dancing behind
him. Oh, he had phenomenal dancers behind him.
And you said that shouldn't happen. I said, well, maybe they should have moved the dancers in front of him.
Yeah, I was like, you never want to put good dancers behind a bad dancer. And it really stands out.
You got to give him credit. He's 72 years old.
I know.
He wasn't moving.
I know.
That was the problem. So anyway, Len gave him a four. Carrie Ann gave a four, and Bruno a four.
I thought we were going to give him three, so yeah. Four is bad enough.
So Geraldo could be, I don't really want to spoil anyone. He could be our pick to...
him or Doug Flutie.
Could be our
and I think between him and Doug Flutie, I bet Geraldo has more votes than Doug Flutie.
You think so?
Popular vote. Yeah, it's because it's popular vote.
Doug Flutie is popular. He's an underdog. He's always been an underdog. He talks about it, too. He's always been an underdog. He should, you know, he was always played for the Bears, and, you know, he always played,
okay.
And he was always successful, and yet they didn't. He just never held a job because he didn't have that stereotype. He wasn't that 6'4", golden hair boy quarterback,
right.
Where he was 5'7". He just never should have played. You look at him, and go, this guy's not.
Yeah, but he said 21 years in the NFL. That's
well,
amazing.
I think NFL, CFL. He played a long time.
He said 21 years in NFL. Or did he say he played football for 21 years?
You might say maybe he did. I don't know, but I know he played in the CFL. He was successful up there. He
Good
was successful here. Next, we have Marla Maples and Tony.
I thought Marla.
Marla
did a phenomenal job. I was surprised. When she was in, I was like, wow.
They're doing the quick step.
Yes, and she did a really nice job. Her posture was nice. Her feet, I thought she was beautiful.
Do you think she got her humility from Donald Trump?
No.
She was very, very, she said all the right things. I'm saying if she was running for politics, she would.
Yeah, I guess
I said,
she
remember,
would.
I said she's saying all the right things. She's
right.
She's very humble.
Yeah, she's a beautiful person for 42.
She's
52.
She was Aaron Andrews complimented her.
Yes.
She said, oh, well, thank you. And I'm saying next to a beautiful person.
Right.
And, you know, this, you know, Tony's a. I thought she said all the right things. She's very. I thought she was a great dancer.
I thought so too. I thought she did great. I was really impressed with her. And I thought just everything, the costume, the music they chose for her, everything was perfect.
Lynn with a 7.
Yeah.
Carrie-Anne with a 7, and Bruno with a 7. So 7's across the board.
Yep.
And then we have Wanye. Did I say that right? Wanye. And Lindsay. This guy, they're doing the cha-cha. I go, he was pretty good.
Yeah,
he started out kind of shaky.
Yes.
And then he does the stuff that you said Lynn doesn't like. Lynn doesn't like the stuff that veers off the pop.
He doesn't like the fluff. He likes the straight black and white ballroom dancing.
That shocks me. Because Len seems like a guy that just says, I'm here to party.
No. He'll always make comments about that every time. He does not like the fluff.
Doesn't like the fluff.
No, he wants you to get right to the dance.
He doesn't like the fluff. Like the fluff. So I thought this guy was fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was. What was he?
Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. I've heard of Boys to Men.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pick it out of a
lineup.
And
he danced to one of his songs. And he really wants to be a ballroom dancer, not a boy band that is dancing.
Yeah, he did.
And I
say
liked
that.
What he said about that. I thought that was cool.
Because I said the same thing.
Did you?
I don't want to be considered the boy band dancer.
You want to be considered a dancer.
Dancer.
Got it.
Because I'm pure. I'm a purist.
Okay.
And that's what I'm shooting.
All
for.
Right.
But Len gave a 7. Carrie Ann an 8, and Bruno.
I thought he deserved an 8 across the board.
But you know Len.
I know. They're very chintzy with their scores.
Len. Welcome back, Len.
You were supposed to retire.
Yeah. Is that what he was?
Yeah.
It was Juliana Huff?
Yeah, she's not with the show either. It's her brother.
Yeah. This is
they're doing other things. No, I don't think they're done. I think they're just doing other things.
I'm tired of doing
it. I think they get opportunities to do them. I mean, she was on Grease. She was Sandy on Grease, the live.
Sandy!
Sandy! The live version. It was actually, I thought it was quite good. If anybody has not seen it, the Grease live, it was very good.
I saw Grease, the movie.
Yeah, I said that. Anyway, everybody's in it. Anyway, and then her brother does a lot of things. He was on the 60th Disney anniversary.
He
did some dancing.
He was.
That, so.
I saw him in a movie or something.
Yeah, he's done some other things here or there. Yeah.
All right. Then we had Ginger Z Well, I didn't know who she was.
Okay.
Good Morning America weather girl, or weather meteorologist.
Yes.
I say.
Yes.
I guess we don't say weather girl.
No,
anymore.
They don't say weather girl.
Sorry.
Meteorologist.
I'm sorry, Lynn.
Well, we don't really watch the ABC in the morning. We're off to work. Yeah. We have things to do. We don't have time to watch TV.
I don't say Good Morning America. I just say, hey, good morning. Good morning to all. I could say Good Morning UK. Good morning Moscow.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah,
Brazil. I'm all about the good morning.
Okay,
but not good morning. I'm not an ugly American.
Okay.
And
anyway,
this was Val.
Yes.
And she was sexually harassing Val. As Val came in, she lifted up her shirt. Oh, now I know you're Val.
Yeah.
Now
she pulled his shirt up.
Now,
hello. Thank you. Thank you,
okay,
Ginger.
Here,
thank
I'm
you.
Throwing the challenge flag.
Okay.
Could a guy have done that to a female dancer?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Of course. You know, Heather and I one day last season were sitting together watching it. We're looking at Val, and we turned to each other almost at the same time and said, we love good-looking men with great bodies. How did we both marry the men we married?
Hold on now. At one point, I had like a four-pack. I had a keg. Now I have a keg.
Yes, I will say your body is nothing like my daughter's husband, thank God. And you have a...
Wow, that's kind of harsh.
Well, obviously, you would, you know, he's a... Anyway, But
I wonder if she's going to listen to this podcast.
I know, I'm back and backtracking. But
too late now.
I know it is.
It's recorded.
But,
not,
you know,
I'm
when you were young and had hair and your 20s, you were quite the catch.
When I was young and an open book.
You never danced.
Used to say live and let live. You know I did. You know I did.
Anyway, that's getting old. You do that all the time.
So stop. I'm old.
Try something different.
I don't want to try something different. So anyway, he's doing the jive.
Yes.
I'm sorry. She's doing the jive.
Right, but which is a hard dance. I mean,
and
it takes a lot of energy.
3 months ago, she had a baby.
Baby. I mean,
and can we just say, Val, if for the women playing at home, don't think this guy's going to be too crazy about having kids. He seemed very uncomfortable with the kids.
Well, don't you think most guys, if they're not around their kid, it is kind of weird
around
for the first time? I mean, when you held your child for the first time, you were like afraid you were going to break her.
Yeah.
I think guys' reactions are always different than a girl. You don't see a lot of guys go, oh, my gosh, it's a baby.
All
same
right.
way a girl does.
All right, I see you're defending him. That's okay.
Oh, I'll defend him.
If he was like a 300-pound guy with hair on his back. And
I would still defend him.
Like,
it's an awkward.
Like gut hanging out going,
no,
yeah, he's
I just
he's
think
a,
guys are awkward around
man.
It when it's not their own kid. It's just different. We're not used to it. It's
but
an
it's
awkward.
Down, so it's okay.
Okay.
She was pretty good.
I thought she was excellent.
Yeah.
A couple things, her shoulders,
yeah.
You know, a couple little things. But I thought she was good. And they kind of referred her to Bindi, the champion from last season.
Yeah, I don't know who Bindi is.
What's his face? Erwin, the alligator guy that died from the stingray.
Right.
That's
I,
his wife.
Okay.
His daughter, I mean.
I remember her because I used to watch it every now
yeah,
and then.
Yeah, she did my favorite dance from Dancing with Star. I mean, Dancing, Dirty Dancing.
They put Baby in the
life.
Corner?
They put Baby in the Corner. She did a fabulous job. Loved it.
So anyway, Lynn gave her a 7. Carrie Ann an 8. And Bruno an 8. So good scores.
Yeah, I didn't think they were all 8s, but okay.
But
I thought it was a good. I thought there were 7s.
You born with Lynn.
Yeah.
On this one.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Then we had Misha Barton and Artem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guessing on that because I wrote down.
Yeah. She's on the bottom.
It's funny because she said she's not a natural dancer. Her the clips they were showing the practice. Then she went and saw
some of the other dancers.
What's her name? Paige Van Zandt, and said it's the blonde professional dancer.
I know.
I'm like, uh-oh. She's spying on people.
Right.
And after that, she kind of loosened up a little, but she
was having a tough time. Her posture was all bad. I mean, I noticed right away.
They're
her
doing
butt,
the tango.
Right. Her butt was sticking out.
She said, yeah, why is her butt
yeah,
sticking out?
Yeah, her butt was really noticeable. To really, you could really see that posture wasn't right. The part I hate the most is I know it's a reality show, and I know there's things they have to say. And I'm sure, you know, if I was a dancing professional, like an ice skater, I would want them to be fair. But I don't know. Sometimes I think that they are just like Lynn was kind of mean.
Well, she teared up.
Yes, she did.
I mean, he was harsh.
Yeah.
I think for the first night, I mean, they were a lot easier on Geraldo. And Geraldo,
I know
didn't
he
dance.
Was horrible.
And Lynn said, you know, it was like you're walking, and, you know, you're, and then that kind of, you know, you, because I hate to be mean.
Yeah.
Which I guess he's the what's an American Idol. He's
I'm
the British guy.
Yeah, I'm drawing a Simon.
Simon. I guess British people are just jerks in general.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, but I hate when they do that. I don't think there's any reason for that. I don't think it makes good TV.
I think he was just too – I don't think to get ratings that they had to – I mean, obviously you have to be honest, but I think he was just. I think he went. There's a line. I think.
Yeah, I think he crossed.
The line.
I would.
So Len, I'm calling you out on that one.
I didn't like
no
it. It was uncomfortable.
There's no reason to make him cry. And, and I think Erin Andrews did a good job of trying. You know, I'm a fangirl because she was on.
OC.
OC. And so I think you know they and what's the host? I'll blink on the host's name.
Oh, stop doing that to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but he did a good job.
Yeah.
Tom.
Tom. Yeah, Bergeron.
Bergeron did a good job. So you know, making up for Len being such.
That is Len. Len will be like that, and they all three of them, sometimes will be a little too honest.
But again, I don't have any. But the first night,
right?
Where she was obviously nervous. Obviously not her.
And put yourself in an element you're not used to.
Right. And
which
she wasn't. Again, it was. It's the first night. It's not something. She's not a professional ballroom dancer.
Right.
A professional ballroom dancer. Tear her down.
Right.
Tear her down. But
right.
I think it's a little too harsh on her.
I would agree.
Len gave her a 5. Carrie Ann a 5, and Bruno a 6.
Yeah, I thought they were going to give her 4. So I didn't think it was 5 worthy.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was.
I thought she did better than Doug Flutie. I mean, I think she did worse than Doug Flutie, and I thought they gave Doug Flutie all 5. So I thought he was a little more energetic. He was, you know, he played the character. I just thought he was a little better, and his posture was a little better. And I just thought he just, you know. If you compared them, I didn't think
that. Yeah, you know, Len, just back off a little bit.
Yes.
You know, come on, Len.
Yes.
Maybe, was this where he had to hurry back from the bathroom break or something?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know. So next we have probably the most amazing one of the night. We had Niall DeMarco, who I didn't know who he was. He's a male model.
He was American's top model winner.
With PETA, who's marrying...
Val's brother, and I'm drawing a blank. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank. And people are probably yelling at me right now.
I said that on purpose.
Oh, did you? Thanks. It's late for me.
So he's deaf, and I just said, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, and he wasn't like
Marlo Maples.
No,
not Marlo Maples. Marlo Matron. What am I drawing? Like, why are we doing this? Why'd you do this?
I don't know. She was on West Wing.
Yeah.
Anyway, she could hear. She
excellent
had a hearing
actress.
Aid and could hear a little bit. She spoke pretty well when she spoke.
That's great actress.
And she could read lips. So I don't know if this guy can't read lips. He must not be able to read lips. Because
I'm sure he could read lips.
It didn't seem like it because he didn't understand what she was saying until the interpreter spoke.
Well, you got all the noise, you got all that stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
It's all confusion.
But anyway, good looking guy. And he couldn't even
doing
hear
the cha-cha.
Yeah, he couldn't hear no vibration. So sometimes there was a friend of mine who skated. She was deaf. And she could hear the vibration on the ice, and that's how she skated. Her coach did tell her when to start. She was a great skater.
Well, PETA did say she was hitting on the shoulder.
Yeah, some hand
stuff like that.
Things.
I thought I was. I go.
He was right on rhythm.
I can hear the music, and I have no rhythm.
Right.
I'd be like Doug Flutie. I'd be all over the place.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. It was impressive.
I said that is amazing.
Yeah.
I said that is just amazing. Now here's my question. I don't know how much time he had to prepare. So how much time they worked on this dance? Well, and
I think they all get the same amount of time.
I said, well, I would have given him a 10, just because he can't hear the music. And he still performed, to me, almost flawlessly.
Right.
And he had the smile. He had everything going for him. When he only has a week to prepare, will that make it harder? Or when he has 2 dances he has to learn, will that make it harder?
It might.
You'll
see
that. The music.
The problem you see is there was. I was reading some part. I didn't bring it with me. I wanted to go over there, but there was different 10, 15 things. And
you know what? We're going to finish the recording tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
But they were talking about different things that they have to go through. But most of these people, the actors and actresses that play in here, the reality people, their feet are, you know, destroyed. Most of them have severe injuries as they get towards the end of the dance.
Yeah.
Dancing.
People wonder why I don't dance.
Okay.
Can't survive the injuries.
I know. Anyway, he did a great job.
He got a 7 from Lynn, an 8 from Carrie Ann, and an 8 from Bruno.
Yeah, I think he deserved an 8 from Lynn.
I was impressed.
Yes, you were. You stood right up there and go, wow, that was awesome.
I said, well, you know, again, I'm not a dancer, but just amazed that, you know.
You didn't even know he couldn't hear. You would have never thought that.
No,
if you just walked in and didn't hear the story beforehand. She didn't know.
She didn't know. And she goes, oh. And she, you know, she didn't.
Right.
She handled it. And
right.
Outstanding. Next, we have Antonio Brown and Shannara.
Right.
And he's probably the best receiver in the NFL.
That's what you said to me.
I said
from Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers, best receiver in the NFL. And he's cocky. He's confident.
Yes.
And I said this guy could win it.
Yeah, you felt that way. I thought he did a good job, too. Again, but his posture. He's got to work on the posture. Yeah. Shoulders were kind of hunched a little bit. I'm sure, like, again, those are things that he probably doesn't realize he has to do.
They're doing the quick step.
Yeah. He did a great job.
I'd love for him to play on the Chargers.
I know you would.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
They probably won't give him up. But I thought he did really good, but I thought his footwork was good, but Lynn said no, his footwork was
good.
Yeah,
I knew.
But he looked like, I can't do that. So I was like, well, that's pretty amazing.
I know.
Well, when you're watching something, you can't do it. So you go, well, I thought. But he was maybe kind of rushing through it. I did kind of see that where he was kind of doing something.
Right.
I thought together they did a good job.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Good looking couple, I thought, dancing wise. Lynn gave him a 6, which I like. 6.
I know. I didn't think it was a 6.
Carrie Ann gave an 8, and Bruno gave him a 7.
And which gave him a 21.
Yeah. And then finally we have Von Miller and Whitney. Can I just say that I don't like the Denver Broncos, so I was hoping Von Miller would just be terrible.
He wasn't.
But he's not. He's a great player.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic player. But I hate him because he's on the Broncos.
Right.
Nothing personal, Vaughn.
No.
But you're on the Broncos, so.
And tall and big compared to the girl that his partner, who's cute and pick a little pixie, you could put her in her pocket.
And there, we got another pick in the pocket.
Yeah.
They're doing the Foxtrot.
Yes.
And
did it to "Welcome to My House," which I thought was great. With Denver everywhere,
which is one of my favorite songs.
No, it isn't.
It's
anyway,
one of my favorite. I sing it every day in the shower.
Yes, you do.
Welcome to my home.
It was. I thought it was great. The whole scenario, everything about it. I thought.
And they're wearing Bronco colors.
Yes, you didn't realize. You go, oh, look, they're wearing Broncos. I'm like, hello. There's the Denver Bronco logos all around. Are you not watching?
I was spitting at the Bronco.
Okay,
logo.
Okay, whatever.
Bad enough, I rooted for you.
I really like everybody that's on it. I'm excited.
But I thought they did. I thought he did pretty well. Lynn gave it a 6 again.
I know. I was
so
like, hello.
What's up with Lynn and football?
Lynn can
player?
Be like that.
Carrie Ann an 8 and Bruno a 7.
Yeah, I thought he deserved 8 across. But again, those are too high. Like if you heard from the different pro dancers, some of the marks are just not used to 7s coming out the first week. They're pretty stingy with their scores usually. So I was surprised that they did that.
So overall, first time I ever watched it.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it because you had to enjoy it?
No, because if I didn't enjoy it, I would be on here saying,
hey, maybe I'll take my wife dancing.
No, I don't enjoy it that much.
No?
No.
Only one time. One time you promised me. Oh, we were going to Vegas.
Yes, going to Vegas. I said, I will definitely. It was fine. I said, I will.
No, can I tell a story? Can I tell a story, Larry? Can I tell a story?
You're telling it terrible.
No.
Terrible.
So
terrible.
We were going to Vegas to celebrate yours and my birthday, even though it was August. It was close to yours, but we were celebrating yours and my birthday. And you said to me.
And for my birthday, I wanted to go dancing.
No, you said to me, I had gone to a skating convention in May of that year. Mm-hmm. And there was a place at the Rio. And they did 70s music. And I had a blast. And
I like the Rio.
Yeah. And you're like, you know what? I like some of the 70s music. Not all of it, but I like it. It is your. We're celebrating your birthday, too. We're going to go dancing. Well, hot diggity dog.
So I watched hours upon hours of Saturday Night Fever.
No, you didn't. And
I could be
you made my day. I really, this was like a long time ago. This was like 1995. So we were married like 6 years. So it was beyond my expectations. I was just like cloud nine. It was the best time.
To be honest, I was hoping I'd get hit by a car.
Anyway, but then you came up with this great idea. Another great idea. And we went to the water park.
They have a water park there.
Yes.
It was right at the time, it was right by the
It was 107 degrees.
112 degrees. And people are like, how do you know that? I go, because the Sahara Hotel was there and they had a thermometer. They had a temperature out there.
Yep. So, little old me, which I think you, now when I think back of it, you had a plan. So.
No, I said.
No, I'm telling the story. So anyway, I got blisters all over the balls of my feet.
Well, that's when I said, okay, there is a God. I believe it now.
Because all the other times you said to me, maybe 10 or 15 times, tonight would have been one of those nights after we're taking you dancing.
Yeah, if something happens,
if I'm sick.
I go, oh, it's a shame you're sick because this is one of my dancing nights.
Ever since then. So.
you're going, oh, it's a shame you're going out of town tonight because tonight's one of my dancing
nights. Yes. So anyway, I never went back to that place, the 70s place, and we never danced.
Nope.
Never.
You had your chance. And I said I'd go.
You did.
I brought dancing shoes and everything.
Yeah. But how convenient. You saw the temperature, 112 degrees, and said, I'm going to take my wife, who doesn't like the water. But
oh,
you know
love the water
Excuse
park.
Me.
You
no,
love
I don't.
The water park.
But I went for you because it was, again, you were giving me dancing. So it was your birthday weekend, too. So I let you have the water park.
Hey, they have this new thing called shoes.
Anyway. So for those of you, if you go to Vegas in the summer and you go to water park, do not walk on cement.
No, it's bad for you.
I couldn't even wear shoes that night. Remember, you had to get me like special flip-flops or something like that.
We went to a nice restaurant.
Yeah, I wear flip-flops.
And
wear
flip-flops.
Blisters the size of quarters.
They were big.
At least 5 to 6.
You could barely walk.
I could barely walk.
Barely walk, and I'm like felt so bad.
No, you didn't. So, and I realize now, you had a plan. Yes, you had a plan. For those of you who are listening, I know you, if you know anything about Jack, know he planned it.
I planned it the whole time.
Yes.
It was all about me.
So I never had a sense. We've been together 30 years. And we've never been dancing except at our daughter's wedding last year.
Yeah, I danced there.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't I dance at, you slid, just, Jay, I danced at Jay's wedding, Jay and the Colleens.
Not with me.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
We had a, there's a mother and there's a husband and there's a dance, father and
that's
wife
not the
dance.
Same.
It is dance. It's dancing.
Okay. Anyway, so that's my story. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. So.
All right. So at this time.
Yes.
We'll listen to feedback. And listen to what the listeners have to say. And
okay.
After the feedback, we'll give our who's going home next week. Final three.
Okay.
And then who's going to win it all for the.
Why don't we say top five?
Top five?
Yes. Let's you and I do top five.
All right. Top five. And what won't do. Okay. Let's do this.
I'm listening.
Top five, final three, finale person.
Final three is hard at this stage of the game, though, because you got a lot of dancing still.
Well, if you know you're dancing.
Let's just do top five right now. And then in 2 weeks, we'll do the top three.
Well, shouldn't we do final who we think is going to win?
I don't think so yet.
I think so. You have to do that. You have to just take God on the limb and say who you think is going to win. Because my experience is they might be great the first week, but then, you know, life gets in the way. They get an injury. They get, they go to.
All right, I see your point.
They go to a water park. And
I
get giant blisters on their feet. I can't skate. Lynn goes, I'm sorry. You should not have blisters on your feet when you're trying to dance.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right, so we'll get to our listener feedback.
Okay.
And go from there.
Okay.
Hello, Jack and Cindy. I'm calling about the Dancing with the Stars podcast, which it has not even begun yet because the first show airs tonight. But my name is Susan. I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I just wanted to say I'm so glad that you're doing this podcast. I'm still in mourning about Downton Abbey being over, and I'm so glad that Jack and Cindy are doing Dancing with the Stars. I have been a listener for many, many years. I think I called once a long time ago on the Lost podcast, but I just wanted to call and say thank you for doing Dancing with the Stars. You know, this is not... You know, it's not a television show, of course, like Lost or The Leftovers. It's not a great, groundbreaking Emmy-winning, well, it could win some Emmys, but anyway, Emmy-winning series. But it is just pure fun, and I love that I can watch it with my children. I've got two daughters, ages 10 and 13, and we watch Dancing with the Stars all the time, and my husband watches it, too. He probably wouldn't admit it, but, and the, my... I surprised my girls and took them to Nashville to see the Dancing with the Stars live tour over Christmas break. That was one of their big gifts from Santa Claus, and we had a great time, and it got us really pumped up to see the season because seeing it live is just amazing. They put on a great show if you ever have an opportunity. So thank you for doing this podcast about a fun show that I really love, and I can't wait to hear y'all's discussion of it. Thank you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Susan.
That was cool. I'm so jealous she got to go to the show at Christmas time. Because, you know, I wanted to go to that.
You did. You did say you wanted to go. I will say this. I did have to beg Cindy over and over again to please, please, can we do Dancing with the Stars? Please, please, is my favorite show. Please.
You hear I'm silent, right?
For once. No, but she was saying how she watches with her daughters. She used to watch it with Heather.
Yeah.
Heather's moved out, but right after the show.
I called her.
You called her and you guys talked about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to be talking with me about the podcast, but that's okay.
Oh, I know.
I get pushed aside.
No, because I thought we save it and only discuss it.
I know.
Kelly Ripa and.
Michael Strahan.
Yeah. But I'm trying.
Well, Michael Strahan and I go to the same place to work out.
I'm trying to. Go kind of like what Regis used to do and not talk to the people before so that
I agree.
Fresh.
Because Russ today, where you know we do the Walking Dead, and he kept talking to me. I go, Russ, tonight. Right. Anyway, no, I hope we do a good job with this because
I do too.
It's uncharted territory
for me.
It
is. It's a little different.
But I enjoyed the first episode.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say some things because I got this.
But thanks, Susan.
Yeah, thank you, Susan. That's
and right. Are you still mourning Downton Abbey being?
Oh my gosh, yes. I already told you I'm going to rewatch it this summer.
Well, la di da for you.
Anyway, so I
thanks, Susan.
Thank you, Susan. I got this. I subscribe to so many different things because I have no life, and I'm not saying anybody else doesn't have a life. I'm just saying, you know, I don't.
You're just saying you have no life.
No. So anyway, it talks about 15 things you need to know about Dancing with Stars before season 22 starts.
It's on ABC.
It's on
one,
ABC,
right?
Yeah. So here it goes. Ready? 15 things. The perfect
15
man.
Things. 15 things from top to
Mark
bottom.
Mark Ballas. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. Has had a perfect score. with his partners 24 times.
24 times perfect score?
And Val, handsome Val.
Handsome Val.
20.
20.
Yes. The next thing.
Val hasn't always been on the show, though, has he?
Yes, he has. He never took a break.
Oh, he's on from day one?
Well, yeah. Again, we'll have to, I don't know the exact thing. I'm sure some of the listeners probably know better than I do.
I thought he came in on after the show. Because his brother was on.
Yeah, his brother was on first. He was on the same time his brother was.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then Bindi.
Dancing with a Star.
She set a record. She had 8 perfect scores.
Bindi.
There has been 300,000 people have attended the live taping of the show.
300,000?
Yes.
That studio's not that big.
I know.
Is it?
Over time, not just one time.
Still, it's only 13, 14 episodes a season.
Okay. Kim Fields is a sixth wife member, the sixth member of the Real Housewives franchise.
Is she the first one from Facts of Life?
I don't know. They go through 50 pairs of shoes each week.
50 pairs of shoes.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's
a lot of shoes.
That's a lot of shoes. They have, I'm trying to go fast. I don't want to take up too much time.
Slow down.
Okay. They have been nominated.
What do you do when you come to a yellow light? Slow down.
They have been nominated. They have been nominated for 79 Emmys. They have won 13 of them.
Best choreography?
No. I don't know what it's for.
Best comedy?
The girl Ginger Z.
Ginger Z.
She was named after Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Really?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, wait. Your parents named you after Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Is that a compliment?
She was beautiful or considered a model. So wouldn't that be I would take it as a compliment.
About Gilligan's Island? Couldn't you come up with
We named our last child after a soap opera.
Not we.
Okay, I did. You named yours after the first one after two gorgeous Heathers.
Heather Thomas and Heather Locklear.
Yeah, so
what's
anyway,
wrong with that?
There have been 46 athletes have competed on Dancing with Stars.
Aren't all dancers athletes?
Yes. There have been 16 NFL players, including this cast.
Okay, you have two there.
Yep.
Antonio Brown and
Von Miller. There are 18 Super Bowl rings amongst the Dancing with Stars NFL.
So there's not a Charger. There's not a Charger in the bunch.
Nope. Doug Flutie is the first Heisman Trophy winner on Dancing with Stars. Mm-hmm. The Fight Club, Paige Van Zandt, she's the third UFC fighter.
Whoa,
yep.
Really?
Yep. Total pros. There have been 55 professional dancing participating on the show since its inception.
Wow.
Yep, yep, yep. There have been a total of 236 celebrities.
Wow.
Including this season.
And 300,000 people there to watch them.
Don't know how many cans of spray tan they use.
I'm throwing a challenge flag on the 300,000 people live.
Okay.
I just can't. There's only like 300 people in the
studio. And there has been over 370 episodes of Dancing with Stars that have aired in the United States.
All right, 370 episodes.
Yes.
All right, say there's 500. Say there's 1,000 people there.
Yes.
Well, I guess that would probably work.
Yeah.
All right, never mind, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it wouldn't because.
Yeah, 370 times 1,000 is 370,000, right? Or is it 37,000?
I think it's 37,000. Yes, 37,000.
No, 370, not 37. 37 times 1,000 would be
37,000.
370 times.
All right, so then I'm wrong.
Yes.
I'm wrong.
You are. So anyway, I thought that was an interesting tidbit.
That is an interesting tidbit.
Yes.
I do have some stuff on our Facebook page. Thank you, Cindy, for bringing that up.
I'm really excited. Don't be smart ass.
No, I'm just.
Oh, I said a bad word. I'm sorry.
Don't be
a smarty pants.
Smarty pants. All right, so we had some feedback on our Jay and Jack Facebook page. Anyone can join. If you have a Facebook page, just come join it. Just say, hey, can I join? And we'll do whatever we do to approve your joining thing there. Let's see. Tucker says it's already Tucker's being a smarty pants because I put Dancing with the Stars 9/21/16. He says it's already September. Ha, 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 ha. Tucker. But he said, go Doug Flutie. Randy says, I'm going to hell for sure for watching this. Damn you, Jack and Cindy. Tucker said, I'm sad Shawn Johnson isn't on this season. I love her.
She was good. I'm with him.
Carrie Ann said, go Antonio. She's a Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
Ah.
And then Tucker says, no way. He's a Steeler. Not a problem if he goes home early. They had a little.
He's one of my little top guy.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good.
But then Tucker said something that he said Gronkowski would be better dancer than Antonio. No, only if he was running through the dancers would he be better. I don't see him being that good. CJ says, I'm not watching, but I'm listening. Then he has a question for you.
Okay, what's the question?
Do you vote? And regardless of whether or not you do vote, what are your voting based on? How good the dancer they are, personality improvement, and the dance ability over time? Have you ever voted?
I probably am more of a person that votes on like posture and enthusiasm.
But did you ever call in?
Yes.
You have called in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Heather and I have done it.
I did not know that.
Yes. Well, the nice thing is you could do it right on Facebook sometimes. ABC comes up and you can do it there,
really?
Too. So yeah, I've done it a lot.
So go through your...
Well, I do it on the enthusiasm. I don't really go down to the nitty-gritty of the dance technique. I don't pay attention to what their toes are pointed or their back or their who and the ha. I go into it like, did it bring me joy? Did I enjoy watching it? That's how I go by judging it.
All right. Okay. But you do vote.
I do vote.
I've never voted.
No, you have never voted.
I've never voted. Let's see. Dennis.
I've been nervous. You know, that when Heather, the first time that, because, and I'm so upset I don't remember his brother's name.
Max.
Max, thank you. Heather and I wanted him to win so bad that year when he was with Merrill Davis.
Max.
They were phenomenal. Heather and I felt like there was something going on between the two of them, but there wasn't.
I asked them and they said no.
They said no. Anyway, and then we were so excited and we really enjoyed that one. That was a good one. I was excited when he won. I was excited when he won with, not him, but Val won with, not the season. It was, I think, the 20th season with Demi Moore's daughter. And I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Oh,
I'm so bad.
Rumor.
Yeah, Rumor.
Rumor has it.
Yes.
Rumor has it.
Anyway, I think she danced to that, too.
Rumor has it. I'm sure she did because why would I be singing it?
Yes. And then I also voted when Chrissy Yamaguchi was with...
And you met Chrissy Yamaguchi.
I did meet her. I was so excited. I have her autograph two times on her book and then this picture in my office. She was one of my ultimate favorite figure skaters.
Ultimate favorite.
Because she had everything. She had style,
she
grace.
Was she one of the last true figure skaters? You know, because now it's, now it's about
jumps. I know
jumps
what you're saying. I'm saying absolutely. She was I'd say she was... Yes, absolutely.
Because now figure skaters are more like ultimate fighters.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah,
it's very different. But anyway, so I voted for her. I voted for Susan Lucci when she was on it.
How could you not vote for Susan Lucci?
One of my favorites. So I voted for her.
You know, did she go on Dancing? She has to go on Dancing with the Stars 18 times in order to win because that's how long it took her to get
an Emmy. But anyway, those are some of the people that I voted for. And then a long time ago, Val was
a
with.
A long time ago.
I think it was when they did the All-Star, and she won it on then. And she's on General Hospitals, and I'm drawing a blank of her name. But Val was her.
General Hospital.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank.
Brunette?
Yeah, brunette. Cute thing. Oh, anyway, I voted for her.
I just remember her.
Those are my 2 cents.
All right, that's your 2 cents. Dennis says, Geraldo is doing the coat rack. And then Jessica said, I didn't know he was so short. I guess I assumed he was taller. Only when he's standing on top of his ego.
I know.
Is he tall? He's got quite the ego.
He does. But again, let's just be excited. Like when, you know, when Gary Busey, when he dances, I'm just like, oh my gosh, please stop dancing. But you just got to give him
credit. Well, you know what? L for this.
Let's see. Susan says, so far the female boxer was the best. This is early. They're commenting as they're going along. Let's see. Jessica said, I'm so sad that Edia came back and has such a crummy partner. She has more to that, but I feel bad for Geraldo. I keep messing. Susan says, I messed Derek. Did you mess Derek?
Well, the cool thing about Derek is that he always comes up with he gets great partners. And I'm going to say something, but anyway, I'm going to miss his choreography because he has great choreography. He had the one girl who had the legs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She got second that year. But
she was a professional snowboarder.
Yeah. She was awesome.
She had meningitis, right?
Yeah.
And lost,
something like that.
Lost half her legs. Sometimes you're just blown away by what people can do. And we sit home and go, oh, I can't do this.
Right, right.
You know, not me. I was waiting for you to say, no, not you, no. Dennis said, I've never seen Carrie Ann so giddy.
Oh, I have.
Usually she's the rudest one.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No, I never thought.
Check that. Most honest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Let's see. Da-da-da. Carol says, I only watched a few. I love Ginger. I was going to say Ginger Grant. Ginger Z.
Well, she was named after Gilligan's Island. The Ginger from Gilligan's Island. Now you have some trivia. If you ever played a trivia game.
There you go. And let's see. Claudia says, because they're talking about Carrie Ann, said it's always 2 hours. I haven't watched yet and definitely won't be watching the whole show. And Claudia said, Monday's night shows are 2 hours, then Tuesday's results shows only 1 hour.
I don't know. I could be wrong. Everybody could tell me. But I believe last season 21, they didn't do a Tuesday night. They did it all on one night.
Well,
but again, I think it could
for
be.
For me, it would be better if they just did it on one night.
Okay.
For me. So if they're listening, it'd be easier if it's just for me on one night.
All right. But anyway, I forgot what I was going to say about Carrie Ann said something, and I forgot what I was going to say.
Carrie Ann!
No, she said something on there, but I forgot what she said. So you can't interrupt me. When you
about
interrupt me,
being honest or?
No, I don't know what it was. No, it was a person on the Facebook.
About Carrie Ann?
Wasn't there a person named Carrie Ann spoke?
Oh, Carrie Ann, you said about something about the show being on Mondays.
It said something else, didn't she?
I'm looking. Is always 2 hours. I haven't watched yet and definitely won't be watching.
Oh, I know what she said. Someone else said something. They don't always watch it all. I never watch. It's the first time I've watched the whole thing. I only would fast forward to the people I liked.
Right. And you would do that.
I would have fast forward when I saw Doug Flutie was doing bad. I would have fast forwarded because
you feel bad.
I feel bad. I would have fast forward through Geraldo's because it just was killing
Misha.
Me. Misha's I would have fast forward through. I probably out of the 12, I probably would have watched eight.
Eight. Mm-hmm. Not bad out of 12, right? There's 12 dancers?
Yeah.
12 danzas?
Okay, so we're picking our,
okay, we're going to pick who goes home next week. We'll put Cindy in this column, Sid and Jack in this column. I will let you go first.
Okay.
I think we're going to have different ones.
I'm going to say Doug Flutie's going home.
Doug Flutie? Doug Flutie? I'm taking Geraldo.
All right.
The only way Geraldo doesn't go home if it's fixed.
Or Misha.
Misha. Because, you know, I locked him. He said, you know, if you don't stop doing what you're doing.
You don't moving or something like
stop
that.
Stop moving. Well, did he watch his dance?
I know.
I mean.
I know.
I move more getting out of bed.
Yes, you do.
All right. So now we got to pick our five finals.
Okay. My five. Do I get to go first again because the ladies go first?
You pick one, then I'll pick one.
Okay.
Rotate back and forth.
I'm going to go with one of them. I'm going to do the Pittsburgh guy. What was his name?
Antonio.
Yeah. I'm going to go with him. Was one of my fives. We're not doing it in order, right? We're just saying.
No, just whatever you think.
Okay.
I'm also going to have Antonio on the list, so I'll just write it now.
Okay.
Antonio.
And then Von Miller, the Denver guy.
Really?
Yep.
I'm saying right now, I don't think Von Miller makes it.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll go with Paige.
Okay. The next one, I'm going to go with Marla.
Marla. Marla Maples. She was pretty good.
I don't have to look at the names. I just know it in my head.
I'm going to go Wanye.
Okay.
Wanye. Wanye!
My next one.
Boys to Men Wanye.
Okay. My next one is Ginger.
Ginger. I'm going to say Ginger doesn't make it because the stress of having a newborn flying back and forth is too much for her.
Okay.
And I think she just, I'm saying right now, it's a lot of work being a mom.
All right.
I'm going to say Kim Fields makes it. You take the good, you take the bad.
All right. What do we have? Two more left or one more?
One more left.
Ooh, this is like a tough one.
I left people off. I should have picked.
Ooh, this is a hard one.
Well, you got one more.
I know. So I really want to make it worth it.
You got to pick who's going to win it all.
No, they're part of my.
They're five finalists. And
I know.
Overall.
I say Jody.
Jody. I'm going to go the model guy.
Ah.
So I'm going to the model guy. Nyle. I'm trying to read my writing, but Nyla? Naya? Niles?
Don't ask me. I don't know the names.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
So
we're going to be better with that as we go along.
Yes, because I'll write down. So you went with Jody.
Yep.
Okay. Who wins it all?
The boys and men guy. He's not even in my top five.
You
said it wasn't part of the top five.
I've said it could be anybody.
I know. I'm telling you who it is.
So you're going Wanye.
Yep.
He was really good, and he really wants it, too. I'm going Antonio.
Okay.
I'm going Antonio Brown.
Okay.
He wants it. He's a catchphrase.
Well, I need you guys to call in and tell me what you think. Who do you guys think is going to be top five or win it all?
Exactly, and you can call. The number is?
I don't know it. What is it?
385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
With your questions, comments, and or theories.
There's no theories that Dancing
with
Stars.
Theories? You have a theory that there's some kind of fix going in or stuff like that?
No.
But and you can also join the Facebook group at Jay and Jack Facebook group, and we'll You can get a whole show discussion going on there.
Okay.
And all that stuff. At this time, we'd like to thank three special patrons. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glatfelter, and Brad from Chicago.
From Chicago?
From Chicago. You have to say it like that. Chicago. Okay.
Chicago.
Thanks for helping us out. Thanks for doing what you do. And thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Almost an hour.
Wow.
And the amazing, we'll be back with The Amazing Race.
April 1st.
April 1st?
It comes back April 1st.
April 1st. And Survivor's out there. Game of Thrones is coming back. All kinds of different stuff. Leftovers will be back soon.
And then you do whatever thing. Did you say Walking Dead?
Walking Dead.
Right. Yeah, we'll be back. Married Man.
Married Man is back. We had Chris from Boston on last week. And by the downloads, it seemed like it was pretty successful.
And you have a new one showing up tonight, right? What's his name?
Shut Up Tim.
Shut Up Tim. Why did they say Shut Up Tim?
I think when they just say Shut Up Tim.
Okay.
He's the one that dressed up in the Princess Leia outfit.
Oh.
Yeah, the one very cool. At Comic-Con. Well, okay. It wasn't very cool if you had to see it live.
I saw it live, didn't I?
No,
you didn't.
You probably saw it on the
probably
thing.
Just a picture.
Well, Damon Lindelof has a great, has this look on his face like he's never seen anything so disgusting in his life. But,
Tim. Poor Shut Up Tim.
Well, you know, if you're going to lose a bet. Oh, he lost a bet.
Oh, so that's right. That's right. You guys all explain it to me because, okay, got it now.
Anyway, that's our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. I got to go take notes now for The Walking Dead, which is going to be on tonight live at 10:30. I don't know if you're hearing this today or tomorrow, but either way, The Walking Dead will be back. And that's all I got. Hasta luego. And this is Cha-Cha Jack signing off.
Bye.